The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I stayed up way too late last night, but it was totally worth it.
And that will do it. The victories just keep on coming. The Cavaliers, with another inspired victory, have become just the eighth team in NBA history to begin a season 12-0 as the Cavaliers continue to just steamroll their way through the NBA.
Woo!
We love to see it.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. It's just so much fun to watch them play.
I didn't watch last night. Did they like blow them out of the water? What happened?
No, they didn't blow them out of the water. That's the thing. It's like, I think that every team now is like, we're going to be the team that knocks them off. We're going to be the one that gives them the first loss.
That's the goal now.
So I feel like every team is gunning for them right now. I felt like Brooklyn did that on Saturday and then Chicago last night. Uh-huh. I think they just put together their best effort. And, you know, for a while, it's like it's close and the Cavs are hanging around. And then they just turn on the defense and just take them down. It's great.
We love it.
Really,
the good luck frog is working.
It's got to be the frog, right?
It's got to be the frog. I'm just saying, it doesn't seem coincidental that all of a sudden we start posting this frog and we're like, oh, okay, I see that this is working. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I posted it again at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's our good luck charm.
Doing the frog dance after every Cavs win. And so hopefully I can capture some of that energy and bring it to the shuffleboard court tonight. Totally different game. But I need that same energy, the same vibe, because my friend is out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am leading the shuffleboard team tonight.
Oh, boy. I mean, you ran Drew's soccer team. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but I'm actually playing. That was different. I was coaching soccer tonight.
Maybe if you dress up like a dancing frog, it'll help you a little bit. Just a thought.
But I asked Alyssa because we're down a man tonight, because my friend is out of town. So I asked Alyssa if she could play. She can't. She is busy tonight.
Yeah.
My wife does not want to play shuffleboard tonight.
Yeah.
So I threw it out on social media at the Q Morning Show looking for a partner. Like, hey, who wants to play shuffleboard with me tomorrow night?
She found any takers?
Yeah, Parker wants to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Parker, who listens to this show, I've never met him, but he is going to join me tonight. We're going to play shuffleboard tonight.
Well, best of luck to you guys.
Thank you very much. I think we're going to need it.
You got this.
Parker's worried about his performance. I said, believe me, there's no expectations here.
Until you lose.
No.
Then Bill will be mad.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Sam in Elyria, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We hear you have a good vibe to share. Can you do that?
Yes. So my parents, they met in the military, and, you know, that's where they decided to get married, and they had me. And so that's always been a big part of our life, and Veterans Day is always real fun for them. They create a whole list of things to do for the whole day. And I got pictures last night, and They had spent the whole day going out, went to all sorts of different restaurants and things, and dressed. You know, they had their veterans hats on, and they took some pictures, and those are going out in my Christmas cards this year.
Aw, that's so sweet. I'm so glad that they enjoyed their day. Did they get a lot of freebies?
Oh, yeah. Lots of freebies.
That's what I like to hear.
So Sam, would you be referred to as, what do they call that, a military brat?
A military brat, yes, yes I would.
So where were you born?
I was born at Lowry Air Field Base. That's in Colorado, but Lowry isn't around anymore.
Oh, okay. All right, and did you move around a lot when you were a kid?
Yeah, I sure did.
Sam, thank you so much for calling this morning and sharing that about your parents. Please thank them for their service on behalf of us.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, the home of good vibes every morning. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. How are we feeling this morning?
And that will do it. The victories just keep on coming. The Cavaliers, with another inspired victory, have become just the eighth team in NBA history to begin a season 12-0 as the Cavaliers continue to just steamroll their way through the NBA.
Woo! Woo! We love to see it.
Loving it. Yeah, I stayed up way too late last night to watch that game. Totally worth it. Worth every second of it. I saw this morning, and it made me laugh. I don't remember if I had this conversation with you about, we have a fourth bedroom.
Oh, okay.
And the room when we first moved into the house back in 2021 was my office, mm-hmm. because I was doing a lot of remote work when I first moved here.
Right.
Then I got this job, and I stopped doing remote work.
Mm-hmm.
So then the office slowly started turning into a storage area.
Just a whatever room.
And now you open up the room and then all you see is storage.
Oh, you let it happen.
Boxes, clothes. You can't even see the furniture in that room anymore. It's just a storage area.
You've got to nip it so far before it gets to that point.
It makes me sad because, number one, I can't think of anything to do with that room that is functional. Like, I don't know. Like, people have suggested, well, make it a game room for the boys.
Or, that's what or I was going to say.
Make it a man cave. And I just don't want to do any of those things. So we just haven't found the right use for the room, except for storage.
Okay.
But then I saw what Kelly Clarkson is doing with an extra room in her house. Here's Kelly talking about that.
I have a Christmas room. Yeah. And because I moved here and the house was like, it was perfect because it was in between my kids' school and work, but like, it's too large. And I was like, what are we going to do with this room? And then I decorated it the first year for Christmas. And then I was like, that was a lot of work. We'll just shut the doors until Christmas. So we have a whole room, but we literally will go in there and dance throughout the year and just put Christmas songs on. My kids love, but they usually tell me to shut up because they want to perform.
A Christmas room.
Wow. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right?
I mean, I think you might as well. It's better than storage.
My year-round Christmas room.
There's a lot of people I know who would love to have a room like that. I actually kept a Christmas tree up all year once.
Did you really?
And changed out the decorations by what time of year it is. I'd put like Valentine's Day decorations on it, St. Patrick's Day decorations on it.
Yeah.
So, it's fun.
So your living room was your Christmas room year-round?
Pretty much.
6 Grammy nominations for Sabrina Carpenter this year. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. We have Magic of Lights tickets this morning. Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds will have those for you. Right around 7:55 this morning during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let me get the wheel of hot takes closer to me here.
Yeah, get that bad boy out. Let's get it spinning.
So on this wheel are little slips of paper that have some sort of a topic on there.
A hot take, if you will.
Right. And we're going to, wherever it lands, we're going to take that paper, we're going to read it, and we instantly have to come up with an opinion on whatever it is. So here we go. A lot to choose from this morning.
Yeah, what's it going to be today? Slowing down.
It's like it's going to be this one right
here.
That's
the one.
All right, this is a long one. Do you save sentimental items during a relationship? For example, cards, photos, movie stubs. And if so, when you get married, do you have to throw those things away?
Wait, you mean from like past relationships?
Right.
Like from exes?
Right. Like I used to do that. Like I used to have a shoebox.
And you don't anymore?
No, I don't. I got married.
Oh. So,
but in the shoebox, I would have, yeah, all that stuff. Movie stubs, like Valentine's Day cards.
You just threw it in the trash?
After I got married.
Oh my gosh. No, I still have that box.
You know what? I probably got rid of it like even way sooner than that.
Oh my gosh.
Because Paul and I were together for 6 years before we got married.
Oh, I'm sure entirely too sentimental for that.
Like, you still have that stuff now?
Yes!
You're married now. You can't have that stuff.
It's a tiny little box.
Yeah, but why would you save it? What's the point of saving it?
Because it was part of my life.
That part of your life is over.
Yes, but I can't just erase it.
You're on to a new chapter of your life.
Correct.
You shouldn't be saving things from exes.
I mean, I'm not hanging pictures around the house, but I'm going to save the box and put it in a dark corner in the basement.
Please do that. Please hang up some pictures around your house.
Just some on the fridge.
Right. Alyssa just moved into a new home in Parma Heights. And yeah, you should absolutely decorate your house things from exes.
I don't even think that it would bother Bryce. I think it would more so make me want to vomit.
I don't think he would even notice.
Maybe not.
It's like, who's that guy?
Be like, oh, is that me? No, I don't think that's me.
Who's in that frame?
He's a very forgetful lad. He could be convinced that it is just him in another world.
216-474-0104. So what's your hot take on this?
Do you keep stuff from exes? Like, after you guys break up, that sweet little box of mementos of movie stubs and little things that you've kept from, you know, outings with them and photos and cards, do you keep them?
And I say, once you're in an established relationship, you got to get rid of that stuff.
No way, Jose.
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Hot Take Tuesday. Here's what came up on the wheel this morning. Do you save sentimental items from a relationship as the relationship is going on? So we're talking like cards you get on Valentine's Day or photos that you take.
Little handwritten letters, movie stubs.
Right. And, well, the question was, when you get married, do you have to throw those things away? You have to throw that stuff away when you get engaged. That's when you should throw that stuff away. Or you get into an established relationship and you're pretty confident that it's going somewhere. Otherwise, I don't see the point of holding on to that stuff.
I mean, there's not much of a point other than it's just memories. That's why I still have my box.
Texts are coming in. I didn't even keep that stuff when I was with the person. All right.
Well, we are different people.
Let's see. This text says, it depends on if there are kids. My ex is the father of my daughter, so I keep stuff from my past for her. But if there are no kids, I would throw it out after we break up. Okay, see, that makes sense to
me. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Let's see. I say you absolutely throw that stuff away. I got married again, and I threw away my wedding photos from my first marriage. So I am with Bill on this one. All right. Let's see what Bethany in Middleburg Heights has to say. Good morning, Bethany.
Hey, good morning.
So how do you feel about saving, what's the word for it, memorabilia?
Yeah.
From past relationships?
Mementos.
Yeah, cards, photos, stuff like that. What do you think about that, Bethany?
You know what? I feel good about it.
You feel good about saving these things?
Yeah, I have been doing it since I was a kid. Like, I still have the note that I wrote that said, like, check yes or no.
Oh.
And he said no. But I still have that, you know? And I think that it all, my grandma did that. You know, when I was, like, younger, she took me down to the basement. She had a whole bin. And it had, you know, things like her prom dress and stuff like that. But it had, she was like, oh, yes, this is the corsage that George gave me.
No!
And yes, he had all of those things. And you know what? She loved my grandfather. She always felt like he was the one. But she still, you know, she felt like that was part of her story, that she had some of these things that men had given her.
All right, Bethany, let me ask you this. What is your relationship status? Are you married?
I'm engaged.
Okay. Now, what would you do if someday your fiance comes walking up the basement stairs because he was down in the basement and he found this box that he didn't recognize. Then he approaches you and says, what is this? Check yes or no? Who is that from? What if he gets insanely jealous over this? How would you explain that?
Okay, well, jealousy is only something that can really exist if you're not open and honest with your partner. So he already knows about that box.
Yes, exactly. I was literally just going to say the same exact thing. I have one of these boxes, and it literally is clearly labeled. It says, X's do not open. And so if you open it, then that's on you.
It says do not open on it?
Well, yeah, because I don't want to, like, accidentally open it if I'm not trying to find... Like, I'm only keeping those things because, like Bethany said, it's part of my story. I don't think that I should need to get rid of it. It represents a time in my life. But that doesn't mean that I want to, you know, revisit it every time I'm going through old mementos or photos.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. So if I'm Bryce, Alyssa's husband, and I see this box, it says X's do not open, I'm going to wonder what you've got in there.
I mean, honestly, it's like, nothing nefarious. It's literally just like some handwritten notes, cards. I have a weird thing about cards. I can't throw them away. And then there's like some photo strips. You know how you'll get those in photo booths? I have some of those. It's nothing too bad. But again, it's just, it's part of my story. So I want to keep that for myself. You know, it's years of my life. I can't just throw it away.
It's nothing. I started laughing when Alyssa said, it's nothing nefarious in the box.
It isn't.
Like, for instance, the movie scene that jumped out to me was from Seven. What's in the box? You open it up. Oh, my God. It's a human head.
Could you imagine?
That would really surprise Bryce, I bet, if he found that.
Like, I've just got my ex's head in a box.
Right. If Bryce found that. Oh, my God. Well, it said do not open, I guess.
So that's on me.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Sherry in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
Yes.
I have three questions for you, general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here comes question number one, Sherry.
Okay.
Nitrous oxide is more commonly known as...
Oh, I don't know this one.
Sometimes you get it when you go to the dentist?
Laughing gas.
Question two. Happy birthday today to actor Ryan Gosling. Before becoming a famous actor, Ryan was part of which popular children's TV show in the 90s?
Mickey Mouse Club.
And question three. The iconic online game where sometimes you would encounter the phrase, you have died from dysentery. Any idea?
Oregon Trail.
Hey, Sherry.
Yeah.
How about 3 for 3 today?
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
What are you up to this morning, Sherry?
Getting ready to go to work.
Are you prepared to take down Alyssa today? Because I think that's what you have done.
Okay.
Hopefully. Whoa. What'd I miss? What did I miss?
Sherry went 3 for 3.
Oh, boy. Sherry, come on.
Sorry.
So Alyssa has to be perfect today in order to tie and to, well, because all ties go to Alyssa. But Alyssa's got to be perfect today. That's what we're trying to say.
All right. Let's go.
Question number one, Alyssa. Nitrous oxide is more commonly known as, you might get this when you go to the dentist.
Laughing gas?
Question two. Happy birthday today to actor Ryan Gosling. Before becoming a famous actor, Ryan was part of which popular children's TV show in the 90s?
The Mickey Mouse Club.
And question three, the iconic online game where sometimes you would encounter the phrase, you have died from dysentery.
Is that the Oregon Trail?
It is the Oregon Trail.
Yes!
Alyssa went 3 for 3. Sherry went 3 for 3. We have a tie today.
I'll take it.
You know what, Sherry? I can't let you walk away without getting these tickets, though.
Really?
The pass is to go inside the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds to see the magic of lights.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for listening.
My name is Sherry, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. Alyssa, if you had to guess the most popular department store in the United States, I'm reading a survey here, and it's the most popular department store in the U.S. I got it wrong, if it makes you feel any better.
I didn't really think that we shopped at department stores so much anymore.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, like I was at Macy's?
It's not Macy's.
No. JCPenney?
No. See, wrong track. Well, I don't know if you're on the right track or the wrong track, but you're on the same track that I was, and
okay.
I got it wrong. The answer is Costco.
We're counting that as a department store?
That's exactly my thoughts.
That's a big box store.
I didn't realize that it fit into this category of a department store, but according to YouGov, who did this survey, they found that shoppers love Costco. And I'm just going to read to you exactly what YouGov said. Shoppers love Costco and are more than happy to pay the annual membership because it opens up access to seriously affordable finds, especially if you love stocking up on bulk essentials. People love it's the ultimate one-stop shop. They offer everything from groceries and gas to furniture, vacations, and more. Plus, it's focused on customer satisfaction, including a generous return policy, and member rewards have helped it to win over the hearts of both occasional and diehard shoppers alike. Except for Alyssa. Alyssa has not fallen into the Costco trap as I have.
I have not, and that's because I'm afraid of big box stores. They give me anxiety. That's why I'm saying for sure that I would never count Costco as a department store. I don't have panic attacks in department stores at the mall. I have them in Costco's.
My friend Kevin, who's been listening to me promote all the things that I love about Costco for so many years, finally joined, and he went there for the first time this past weekend. And they were there for hours.
Oh, I bet they were.
He and his wife walked down every single aisle in Costco.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, like, I wish that I could go. I'm sure that there are great deals and some fantastic finds. It's just not for me.
I've got Costco hacked. Like, whenever I go in, I have it down. I could be in and out in 20 minutes. I know exactly when to go, and you go right before it opens up, before they roll up the garage door or whatever they have there. And then I know exactly what I need and where it is, and I just zip through the store.
You're a man on a mission.
In and out. Although, I have not been to Costco in a while. My wife has been doing the shopping lately. I still go to get gas.
Uh-huh.
But my wife has been doing the shopping. I have not been to Costco since they just instituted the new scanners at the door. You have to scan your card. They're trying to crack down on illegal Costco shoppers going in there.
It's a very, very exclusive club.
So you have to scan your card to get in. And the only reason I haven't gone is because on my Costco card, I don't have my picture on it.
So are you supposed to?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how they verify that it's you. So my wife says, you have to go to Costco and you have to go get your picture taken. And that's how they're not going to, I think they'll let you in the store, but it's going to be
a whole thing.
Yeah. It's going to take more time.
The Costco bouncers are going to give you a hard time.
I'm just wondering though, is that making it more difficult with the scanners? Like, does it take longer to get into the store now that you have to be scanned instead of just walking right by, just flashing your card? I don't know, because I haven't been there in a while.
As someone who hasn't been there in at least 3 years and is not allowed to go based on her husband's realizations, then, yeah, I don't know either. I can't help you.
216-474-0104. The Grammy-nominated Billie Eilish. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I put some visual aids up on our Instagram right now, at the Q Morning Show, in our stories. These pictures will help illustrate what I'm about to talk about, what I'm about to get into right now. So, at my house, the workflow is, well, one of the responsibilities around the house, my wife does the wash, and I do the folding of everybody's clothes in the house.
Okay.
She does all the wash, I do the folding. I think that I have the raw deal, because folding clothes takes way longer than washing the clothes.
Oh, because totally.
You're just, basically, you're just taking the clothes, putting it in the washer, turning it on, you're done.
Right.
I am spending all the time folding the clothes.
Yes.
So here's what happens after I fold them. Because I put all the clothes in everybody's individual pile. So Will has a pile, Drew has a pile, I have a pile. And then what I do, because I do all this in the basement, and then I carry the clothes upstairs, and I put them on the steps to go upstairs, where the boys are supposed to see these clothes on the stairs or on the landing, pick them up, take them up to their rooms, and put them away in their correct drawers.
You would think.
You would think. So on our Instagram right now, you can see my steps and the landing on the way up to the third floor. You can see
just a pile of clothes, basically.
Yeah, two piles of clothes. One of those piles is for Drew. The other one's for Will. They've been sitting there since Saturday.
On the steps?
On the steps. We have asked them countless times.
I thought that this was like on a dresser or in their room or something, but this is like out in the common area.
Right. They have walked up and down those steps at least 27 times since Saturday, and they refuse to pick up their clothes and take them up to their rooms and put them away. All right?
Okay.
Now, here's what makes me a hypocritical parent. Scroll to the next picture.
I see the problem here.
That is a picture of my dresser, where I currently have a giant stack of my clothes sitting on my dresser.
Why don't you put them away?
Because I don't want to.
I think I have some solutions here. Solution number one, you have to take the clothes upstairs and throw them all on the bed. That way they're all on the bed and you're folding them on the bed. So you're already in the bedroom and you're already feeling inspired to just get them put away. That's thing number one.
That's what I have to do, or that's what?
Yes, that's what you need to do. Thing number two, I think that you give the boys like a set amount of days. Say like you have 48 hours. If these clothes are still on the steps, they are perfectly folded on a silver platter for you. And if they're not off these steps in 2 days, I'm just going to grab them all and just throw them in your room. No folding, no rhyme, no reason. Then you get to refold them. Then the hard work is on you.
It's a great idea, Alyssa.
Where's the flaw?
The flaw is that if I threw a pile of clean clothes into my boys' rooms, then for weeks they will just have a pile of clean clothes laying around their room. They will just have clean clothes strewn across the room. If when they needed something, they would just walk into the room, pick it off the floor, and then put it on. They still would not put it away.
See, this is where I need, like, this is where I'm looking forward to those teenage years. Because imagine, just, like, hypothetical situation, one of them wants to have a girl over, then you can, like, use shame and be like, you're really going to let a girl come over and see it like that? That's disgusting. Like, you do that kind of thing.
Shame might work, but you can see where my dilemma is here.
I do. I see the problem.
I'm a hypocritical parent. I won't put my own clothes away.
There's not even, like, that many clothes. Like, That's, like, one load. It's not even, like, a crazy amount. Just put them away.
And it takes me, like, a half hour, 45 minutes to fold them, but I will not take that extra step to actually put them away in the dressers.
That extra step is probably less than 2 minutes. You realize that, right?
216-474-0104. Again, these are things that I tell my children. It takes 30 seconds to put your clothes away. I tell them that, but then I won't do it myself because I am a hypocrite. wondering, like, what else in your life makes you a hypocritical parent? Like, you tell your kids to do one thing and then you do the exact opposite.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or you're just like them. You know, it's kind of like one of those things like, do as I say, not as I do.
Just going to say that. Do as I say, not as I do. But you got to lead by example.
216-474-0104. What makes you a hypocritical parent? Is it the clothes thing? Is it something else? Q104. Q104, it's Bill and Alyssa. I am a hypocritical parent. I've been harping on my boys for about 3 days now to take their clean clothes off the steps, put them into their dresser where they belong, and yet I've got a gigantic pile of clothes on my dresser right now, which has also been sitting there for 3 days.
I can't wrap my head around why you don't put them away.
Because I'm lazy, and I've always been that way, and I'm a hypocritical parent. Megan in Old Brooklyn, good morning.
Good morning.
What is something that happens at your house that you've realized that you're a hypocritical parent?
So the other day, you know, I'm telling the kids, like, hey, everyone needs to bring all their water cups down. You know, before bed, everyone takes a little cup of water to bed. Well, they're like, Mom, we don't have any more cups in our room. And I'm like, okay, well, all the cups are missing. So then I go check in my room and I got like 12 water cups. I'm like, oops.
Oh, no, they
maybe
were
they
your
didn't
room.
Have them. Yes.
You're the problem.
Yes.
Oh, man.
How many water cups were in your room, Megan?
There was like about like 12 water cups.
They add up quick, man. That happens to me, too.
Oh,
it's so crazy. And then you're like, oh, man, never mind, you guys. Sorry, I got them.
Sorry, false alarm.
That makes me, I can envision this, like, conversation happening in my house. It's like, well, I guess they're all just gone, then. And then they're in your room.
You're like, oh.
Laura in North Royalton, good morning.
Good morning.
What makes you a hypocritical parent, Laura?
I yell at my children to put their dishes in the dishwasher and not in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Mommy does the same thing.
So oh, no!
I tell them to take their dirty dishes or their plates or whatever and put it in the dishwasher and throw the trash away. No, it ends up on my kitchen counter. Same thing with laundry.
The dishes thing, at my house, Alyssa, I'm not allowed to load the dishwasher. Paula doesn't like how I do it.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's super. I don't like how Bryce loads the dishwasher either.
So the dishes always go in the sink. At least, I don't think we leave them anywhere else. Like, that would annoy me if I saw, like, dirty dishes on the dining room table or something like that. It's like, everybody knows, take your dishes, take them to the sink. But don't put them in the dishwasher because Mom's going to be upset because you don't do it right.
We just got a text that I think is actually a great solution for you.
Mm.
Give them a time frame for how long they have to take their clothes off the steps once they're folded. But if they're not gone at the end of that time frame, take the folded clothes off the steps, hide them somewhere else in the house. Eventually, they'll run out of clean clothes and have no choice but to find them and take them upstairs. Mm. And maybe lesson learned.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good in theory.
I kind of hope Paula does that to you, too. I hope that this happens in your entire house and just nobody has clothes.
I kind of don't wish that on me.
I'm not. That's mean. I don't actually want that to happen. But it would be a funny, funny prank.
Moving on. Shaboozy. This song by Shaboozy, which I predicted was going to be the song of the summer, like back in April.
Yeah, you did.
People are still discovering this song to this day. And it blows my mind. It is the number one song in the country. It's going to be played at halftime of the Lions-Bears game on CBS on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wow.
6 Grammy nominations for Shaboozy.
I can hear the drunk uncles singing along at Thanksgiving now.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We have a new podcast in our feed this morning. It is episode 12 of Can't Read, Can't Write. This is the podcast that Alyssa and I do that it has stuff that's not on the radio. Nothing on this podcast is anything that is on the radio show. This is just us talking about other things in our life. And in this episode, I titled it TV Land. And that's because the first part of the conversation is about how Alyssa once had dreams, aspirations of becoming a TV anchor.
I know. Can you believe that?
Like on the news. But then in her first few weeks of being at Kent State, she realized, you know what? I don't want to do this after all.
Right.
And then that conversation turned into, because TV2 is the television station at Kent State,
mm-hmm.
that turned into a story that I told about how I had this huge crush on this TV2 anchor.
And what a wild ride their first date was. Their only date. I'll give you a spoiler, but like, wowza.
That was a crazy first date, right?
I've never heard anything like it.
So you can find this podcast on our podcast page where all of our podcasts are, including our full show, the full radio show, the Q Morning Show on Demand. That's what you search for wherever you get your podcasts, and it's free on the Odyssey app.
So give it a listen. Let us know what you think. Feedback, welcome.
This is something that we talked about, I want to say a few weeks ago, where we were talking about how Gen Z, when they were getting job interviews,
mm-hmm.
there was this trend, and I don't know, I don't think this is a big trend. I think this is just something that maybe one or two people were doing, and then it became a thing. I don't know who actually would do this, but they were taking their parents with them on the job interview.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, that was their hook.
Their safety net.
Right. Well, I'm reading something about that again. But again, I question this because it's like I read about it in the news, but is it actually a thing? Are people actually doing this? I mean, there's a few people that are mentioned in the story, but I don't know if this is a nationwide trend. But it says here that Gen Z and millennial moms are now bringing their babies with them to job interviews. And the reason why, according to this story, the moms that were interviewed, they said they're bringing their kids with them on job interviews for a few reasons. One, because childcare is really, really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if they're out of a job right now or looking for a job and they have a baby to care for, like,
right.
what do you do with your baby on a job interview? But also, number two, they say because if a company can't accept their role as a mom, it's not a place they want to work.
Interesting.
Now, do you give the company a heads up that you're going to be bringing in a baby during a job interview, or do you just walk into the interview with a baby? Like, I don't know.
I mean, probably, I think it'd probably be best to just walk in at that point. Ask for forgiveness later.
You'll definitely be remembered.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I even have an opinion on this. I mean, I'm not a mom. I'm a parent.
Honestly, though, I think that if you're in the situation where you don't have somebody else to watch your baby, it makes all the sense in the world to bring your baby with you.
I just don't know if I would do this because I would want the focus of the interview to be on me.
Yeah.
Not on the baby. I don't want the one thing to that the interviewer, the recruiter, whoever it is, I don't want the one thing that they remember is that I had a baby.
Well, it could be a good thing, too, if maybe you don't have the most dazzling personality. Bring your baby along to do all the hard, heavy lifting for you.
And if the baby, if the interview is not going well, you could always...
They're getting fussy. Let me just... I just need a second.
Or can I use your office? They just need a change real quick. Can I just use your desk?
Just really quick.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.